It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what AI tools actually work when you try to implement them. Not in theory, not in controlled studies, but in the messy reality of hospitals, creative studios, and corporate IT departments. We've spent weeks analyzing patterns, and the data keeps pointing to one uncomfortable truth. Simple tools are consistently beating complex systems in real-world implementation.
Alex, that's exactly what I'm seeing across my implementation coaching practice. The gap isn't in the technology itself anymore. It's in the support infrastructure and the actual deployment strategy. I was just working with a mid-sized hospital system that spent $85,000 on a comprehensive AI diagnostic suite, only to have their radiologists rejected after 3 months. Meanwhile, their competitor implemented a $12,000 focused lung nodule detection tool from ADOC that's now processing 200 scans daily with 94% accuracy.
Maya, that story resonates deeply. In healthcare implementation, we're learning that targeted tools with clear clinical pathways succeed where broad platforms fail. At our medical center, we implemented the Butterfly IQ Plus point-of-care ultrasound with AI guidance features. The cost was $2,400 per device versus the $45,000 we'd budgeted for a full departmental AI imaging system. More importantly, the implementation took 3 weeks instead of the projected 9 months. Our emergency department physicians adopted it immediately because it solved one specific problem: faster triage decisions. The enterprise world is seeing similar patterns. We just completed a 14-month implementation analysis across our global IT footprint. The results were startling. Department-level AI tools with costs under $25,000 had 78% adoption success rates, while enterprise-wide platforms costing $500,000+ showed only 32% sustained usage after 6 months. The integration complexity alone for the large systems created 400 to 600 hours of additional IT support per department. As someone working daily with AI in creative production, I can confirm this from the artistic side. My studio tried implementing Runway ML's full Gen 2 platform for $95,000 annually, expecting it to revolutionize our workflow. What we discovered was that our team only consistently used 3 specific features. We switched to their Pro plan at $35,000 and supplemented with Topaz Labs, Video AI at $299, and Kling AI for specific generation tasks. The savings were $60,000 annually, and our creative output actually improved because people weren't overwhelmed by unused features. So we're seeing this pattern across domains: simpler, focused tools outperforming comprehensive systems. But what about the actual implementation costs beyond the sticker price? Maya, you mentioned the hospital example. What were the hidden implementation costs there?
The $85,000 diagnostic suite required $28,000 in additional IT infrastructure, 160 hours of physician training across 3 months, and created workflow disruptions that cost an estimated $15,000 in lost productivity during ramp-up. Whereas the $12,000 ADOC implementation needed just $3,000 in minor system adjustments, 8 hours of training, and was operational within 2 weeks with minimal disruption. The key difference? The simpler tool integrated with existing PACS systems without requiring fundamental workflow changes.
Exactly. In healthcare, every minute of physician time is precious. We calculated that for every hour of AI tool training, we need to see a return of at least 4 hours of saved time within 6 months. Complex systems rarely meet that threshold. Our successful implementations all share 3 characteristics. They solve one well-defined clinical problem, integrate with existing EHR or imaging systems without major customization, and require less than 2 hours of initial training. From the enterprise IT perspective, I'd add a 4th critical factor: measurable ROI within 1 quarter. We've implemented over 40 AI tools across our organization in the past 2 years. The successful ones all showed clear productivity gains or cost savings within 90 days. For example, our customer service team implemented Cresta's real-time coaching AI at $150 per user monthly. Within 60 days, we saw a 23% reduction in average handle time and a 15% improvement in customer satisfaction scores. The total implementation cost was $45,000, including integration, and the quarterly savings exceeded $80,000. In creative fields, the metrics are different, but equally pragmatic. We measure implementation success by project completion time and client satisfaction. When we adopted Midjourney for concept development at $600 annually, our ideation phase shortened from 2 weeks to 3 days. But when we tried implementing a comprehensive AI suite from Adobe for $7,200 annually, the learning curve was so steep that our first three projects delivered late. We lost one client entirely over the delays. So we're talking about real dollars, real timelines, and real consequences. Let's dive deeper into specific implementation stories. Dr. Chen, can you walk us through a healthcare implementation that succeeded and one that failed, with the specific reasons why? Certainly. Our successful implementation was the Nuance PowerScribe for radiology reporting. Cost, $45,000 annually for our department. Implementation timeline, 6 weeks. Why it worked? It used existing microphone infrastructure, integrated seamlessly with our radiology information system, and reduced reporting time from 15 to 8 minutes per study. The radiologists saw immediate benefit with minimal behavior change.
That failure pattern is textbook. I see it repeatedly. Tools that require significant workflow changes or create new work rather than reducing existing work. The successful implementations almost always preserve 80% of existing workflows while automating the 20% that causes the most pain.
Our enterprise experience mirrors this. Our most successful AI implementation was UiPath for accounts payable automation. Cost, $65,000 initially, then $18,000 annually. Implementation, 8 weeks. It succeeded because it automated a repetitive, time-consuming process without changing how approvals worked. Our failure was an AI-powered project management tool that cost $220,000 and took 6 months to implement. It failed because it required every team to abandon their existing tools and processes. The resistance was insurmountable. In creative work, the successful implementations enhance rather than replace human creativity. Our adoption of Descript for video editing at $360 annually succeeded because it solved the specific pain point of editing interview footage. Our failed attempt to implement an AI scriptwriting tool called Shortly AI at $65 monthly failed because it couldn't match our creative voice and required more editing than writing from scratch. These stories highlight a crucial pattern. Implementation success depends more on fitting existing workflows than technological sophistication. But what about the human factor, team resistance, and change management? Uma, you mentioned resistance to the project management tool. How do you quantify and address that? We've developed a resistance scoring system based on implementation history. We assess 5 factors: workflow disruption level 1-10, learning curve steepness 1-10, perceived threat to job security 1-10, compatibility with existing tools 1-10, and immediate benefit visibility 1-10. Tools scoring above 30 on the first 4 categories rarely succeed without massive change management investment.
That's a brilliant framework. In my coaching, I see similar patterns. The most successful implementations have what I call quick wins, visible benefits within the first 2 weeks of use. For example, when implementing Grammarly Business at $15 per user monthly, teams see immediate writing improvement suggestions. That creates organic adoption, whereas tools that require extensive setup or training before delivering value struggle.
In healthcare, we measure what we call clinical utility acceptance. Will clinicians use this when they're busy and stressed? The tools that succeed provide immediate clinical decision support without adding steps. For instance, the Echo Digital Stethoscope with AI analysis costs $349 and provides immediate heart sound analysis. Doctors adopted it quickly because it enhanced, rather than replaced, their existing examination process. Let's talk about phased adoption. The data shows this is a breakthrough strategy. Sophie, how have you approached phased implementation in creative work? We've learned to start with what I call AI assistance rather than AI replacements. Phase 1, tools that enhance existing workflows. For us, that was Adobe Sensei features already in our Creative Cloud subscription. Content-aware fill, auto-reframe, zero additional cost, immediate benefit. Phase 2, specialized tools for specific tasks, Midjourney for concept art, Runway for video effects. Phase 3, only after 6 months, exploring more transformative tools like generative video. This approach cost us about $8,000 in tool costs over a year instead of the $50,000 we'd budgeted for comprehensive AI transformation. Our enterprise phased approach is similar. We start with department-level pilots requiring less than $15,000 investment. Successful pilots get expanded with clear metrics. For example, our marketing team started with Jasper AI for content creation at $5,400 annually. After it demonstrated 40% faster content production, we rolled it out to 3 other departments. Total cost, $21,600 instead of the $120,000 enterprise license we initially considered.
The phased approach also reveals something crucial. You often discover you need different tools than you expected. I worked with a financial services firm that thought they needed an AI trading platform costing $250,000. Through phase testing, they discovered their actual need was better risk assessment using Kensho's analytics at $45,000 annually, plus Numerai's data science tools at $18,000. Total savings, $187,000 annually.
In healthcare, phased implementation is literally life-saving. We never implement diagnostic AI without rigorous validation phases. For our cardiology AI implementation, we spent 3 months in shadow mode where the AI analyzed EKGs but didn't influence care. This identified edge cases and built physician trust. Implementation cost, $28,000 over 4 months versus the $75,000 we'd allocated for immediate full deployment. So we're seeing consistent patterns. Start small, validate, expand. But what about integration challenges? Uma, you mentioned integration nightmares. What are the most common and how do you avoid them? The top 3 integration challenges we face are API compatibility issues, data format mismatches, and authentication conflicts. For example, we implemented an AI customer service tool that required real-time data from our CRM. The integration took 280 developer hours instead of the estimated 80 because of API rate limiting we hadn't anticipated. Cost overrun, $24,000.
I advise clients to create an integration readiness scorecard, assessing data accessibility, API documentation quality, and vendor support responsiveness. Tools scoring below 70% require contingency budgets of 25 to 40% for integration overruns.
In creative tools, integration means something different. It's about file format compatibility and workflow integration. We rejected several AI video tools because they couldn't export in the ProRes formats we need for client deliverables. The successful tools offered flexible export options and plugin architectures for our existing Adobe workflows. Let's talk about the Tuesday morning actions. What should practitioners do tomorrow based on these implementation realities? Let's go around with specific, actionable advice. In healthcare, identify one high-volume, repetitive diagnostic task. Pilot a focused AI tool for under $20,000 with a 90-day validation period. Measure time savings and accuracy improvements against current standards. Don't attempt enterprise-wide AI transformation. For enterprises, conduct a department-level AI opportunity assessment, focusing on processes taking more than 4 hours weekly. Pilot the simplest tool that addresses the biggest pain point. Budget no more than $15,000 for the initial pilot and require ROI evidence within 1 quarter. For creative professionals, audit your most time-consuming tasks. Identify AI tools that enhance rather than replace your creative process. Start with single-purpose tools under $1,000 annually. Measure time savings per project and client feedback.
As an implementation coach, calculate your organization's resistance score before any AI purchase. If it's above 25, either choose a different tool or allocate 40% of tool cost for change management. Start with tools that deliver visible value within 2 weeks.
And for everyone, remember that simpler tools with clear integration paths consistently outperform complex systems. The data shows phased adoption with concrete metrics beats Big Bang transformations every time. Track actual hours saved, dollars saved, and workflow disruptions, not just technological sophistication.
Exactly. And remember that failed implementations have real costs beyond the financial. Team morale, lost opportunities, and organizational skepticism about future AI initiatives. That's why starting with high-probability, low-complexity implementations builds momentum for larger transformations later.
In healthcare, we've learned that the most successful AI implementations are invisible to patients, but transformative for clinicians. They don't change the care pathway. They make it faster, more accurate, and less burdensome for the care team. And in enterprise, the tools that succeed are those that feel like natural extensions of existing systems rather than disruptive new platforms. The best AI implementation is one your team barely notices because it fits so seamlessly. For creatives, successful AI tools become like trusted assistants that handle the technical heavy lifting while we focus on the creative vision. They should feel like upgrading from a basic camera to one with better autofocus. The artistry remains ours, but the execution becomes smoother. So our Dimension Derby this week reveals that in the race between simple and complex AI tools, simple wins. In the race between comprehensive transformation and phased adoption, phased wins. And in the race between technological sophistication and practical implementation, implementation reality determines success.
Well said, Alex. The implementation gap is where most AI projects fail, but it's also where the most meaningful competitive advantages are won. Not with bigger budgets or more advanced technology, but with smarter, more pragmatic approaches to making AI actually work in practice.
In healthcare, that means better patient outcomes through more reliable tools. In enterprise, it means real productivity gains. In creative work, it means more time for actual creation. The common thread is solving real problems with appropriate tools implemented wisely. And on that note, we've covered the implementation reality across healthcare, enterprise, and creative domains. The patterns are clear, the costs are quantifiable, and the Tuesday morning actions are specific. Tomorrow's success depends not on what AI tools you choose, but on how you implement them. Thanks to our experts for these practical insights. Until tomorrow, when we'll dive into measuring what actually matters in AI implementation success.